Imagine a rolling meadow, endowed with a rainbow shower of wildflower. Orchids, poppies, buttercups shimmering as far as the eye can see, over-carpeting the clover, cowslips and primroses. If you on bended knee had to plant by hand each jewel of a celandine seed, how long do you think it would take?
The fields are white unto harvest, and there comes a time as my word goes out among the nations, that the seed becomes wind and airborne, and miracles of reproduction take place. Pray for that lift-off moment in country after country, as the Lord leads you to them now, for multitudes to be swept into my kingdom.
Examine now the outcome of all the words you thought the Lord had whispered in your ears. As you unpack what your track record reveals, do you see how razor sharp you were in certain areas, but how woefully wide of the mark in others? The more honest you are before my face, the easier it is for me to help you find my breathing place. To some of you I say, don't stop and analyse too much. It can paralyse your ability to trust. But to others I say quite the reverse. Take heed not to be so certain that you are in the right and everyone else is wrong. Other people's perspectives may be far more effective.
If you cannot be reasoned with, it's almost certainly you who are in the wrong. Let the word of my truth lead you into deep contrition, lest you fall into such a fatal condition. Admit the truth when you stray offline, and let me bind you back into the vine.
I love to alert sensitive souls to significant themes, by day through artful hints and allusions, and by night in dreams that bear my imprint. I use such means as my most discreet way of alerting you when certain things are out of sync. To avoid being thrown out of kilter, filter these dreams and conclusions so that you can discern what comes from me and let them impact the way you think and act.